When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey there, Vault Dwellers. Follow us as we take a topic from the Fallout universe and discuss it in a group of diverse individuals. We are the Fallout Roundtable. Join us. The conversation has already started.
Welcome to another episode of the Fallout Roundtable. I am your host, Maverick Stone, as always. And tonight, we have a very special episode tonight. But first, let me introduce all the people that are here. We got Jaxus. We got Sassy Lady. We got our friends from the show. We got Chip from the Chipmunk Show. And we got Knight Taylor in the house tonight.
With Mothman.
He's wavy. Mm-hmm.
Before we get started, though, with our topic and everything, how about you rate, review, and subscribe to our YouTube channel? It's a great time there. How about you also go to our Twitter, or as they call X, at FalloutRTB, and our email, FalloutRTB@gmail.com. Send us an email right there. And you know what? We are on Twitch now, and Kick. I always forget Kick.
Me too.
Thursday nights, 8 o'clock EST PM. And Ghost
I'll be here at 8 o'clock. I don't know about everybody.
Yeah, someone will be here at 8 o'clock.
Jaxus is here at 8 o'clock. We all just kind of
they get here right around 8:30.
Yeah, we all just kind of stumble in when we get here.
Yeah. I'll just be sitting here talking to myself for the first half hour, it seems like, anyways.
But anyway, yeah. And we'll go for however long it takes us to record.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, Jaxus shuts us off because he's the one who's streaming.
Time to go to bed. Bye.
He's like, bye.
Bye. We're done.
Oh, you're like 3 hours behind us, Jaxus. I don't want to hear that.
I also get up really early.
But wait, KT. How long did it take you to get to Fast?
14, 15 hours, something like that.
Yeah.
And who was the first one at the house?
Me.
So anyway, tonight we're going to talk.
Did you have keys? Were you able to get in, or were you just sitting outside?
No.
Well, okay, so here's the thing. So yeah, I was the first one at the Airbnb.
Let me introduce the topic. Let me do my thing.
I drove the furthest distance.
All right, let him do his thing. Let him do his thing. He's going to be mad. Go ahead.
Yeah, he's going to have a
be mad.
Let him do his thing. Yeah.
So tonight we're going to talk about the recap, Fashnacht. And from our esteemed people from West Virginia, basically what we're going to do is basically what Jaxus and I did for New Vegas days.
Yeah,
because we had someone there.
Yeah,
in Fashnacht this year,
if I can show pictures or not, though.
All you had to do is click the share screen. You should be able to do it.
It's not on my computer though.
There's one particular.
Oh, take it away. There are several. Chip, there are so many. Your wife was just like, I got so many.
I think Penny's got a whole
pool. What's happening?
I'm pretty sure I got set up where anybody can.
And it was funny because I felt the hand just keep coming down. I'm like, he has no idea what he's doing.
I played the fifth.
It's that big old head of his. He couldn't see. You guys, I got good blackmail on this guy.
Yeah, you could.
I posted the good ones today. The good ones, the behave ones.
I love the selfie picture. I had to take that.
Wasn't it good? Yeah. It's like your big head and my big head.
No helicopter pictures, right?
So I got the one where Ma Tater's partner got stolen by the old man.
Oh, right. Dancing. Where she's just like walking around like, what happened?
Like, my partner got stolen.
She had a look on her face. She was not happy. She's like, my partner's gone. Yep. While they were dancing. So the guy who was like calling the dance just kept like, you know, he would just like butt in and like just, and so he's like, they were, Penny and Ma Tater were dancing together. And then he just like took Penny and went off. And so Ma's just like, I have no partner. It's like, what's and then look on her face, here? She's just like, I'm lost. It's kind of cute.
I wanted to dance so bad, and my whole crew wanted to get back to the house, because unbeknownst to me, they were throwing an anniversary party. And it's like,
they knew there was cake. For
tonight? It was only 8:30. We could have done this at 11.
That's true.
But it didn't matter. We're all old, and that's how it goes.
Well, it really cleared out late in the evening, right? I think.
Oh, yeah.
It got, but it was pretty full in the beginning. And then we went downstairs for a while because we didn't even stay up there and watch for the first beginning. Mm-hmm. And then we were downstairs, of course, when the, you know, they started making the whole building shake. We had to show far gassier.
Yeah.
Because we were like, dude.
We kept talking about it. He's like, okay, you got to experience this. We got to go downstairs. Like, you need to sit down there.
This is great. So yeah, we made him watch. We're like, check that post out. Now watch. They're going to get going. And I feel like they weren't even going as hard as they were last year. No, somebody must have told them to take it easy.
last year, too, when we were upstairs in the dance hall, it was like super hot. But this year they decided, hey, let's open up the windows.
Let's open the windows. Here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good.
Not like last year when it was like 30 degrees outside and 1,000 degrees inside.
Oh, yeah.
I was surprised the weather was really good.
So happy.
And for February,
because we were looking at the weather and it was like, hey, it's supposed to rain all day.
Yeah, they said it was gonna rain all day. And we were like, what about those masks? Like, they're all paper mache, they're gonna melt.
Yeah, they would have. But I told you I was gonna bring the sun, so I did. So you owe me.
Oh, there you go.
Yay.
So what is it they do at Fasnacht? I mean, so far it just sounds like you guys were dancing and had a party.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me.
You got to go there to experience it. That's what
we eat and we party. Yeah, pretty much. But no, I'm Chip's not the far. Expert. Chip's the expert on Fasnacht.
Yeah. Chip, you met my mom in New Vegas. Yep. She wanted to go, but I didn't have enough time off to go.
Oh. You'll have to make plans for next year. So we already know date. It's March 1st. So that ought to mean that the weather ought to be a little better, we're hoping, because it's later in the year.
Let's hope so. It doesn't matter. I'm still from the north. I'm used to 40-degree weather, 30-degree
weather. Oh, yeah, last year when it was like 30, and I'm like, oh, my God. It's
so everybody's shivering, like, and I'm just like here with like a sweatshirt on. I'm like,
none of you. And I wore shorts again this year, so
did.
None of you have an excuse.
Well, this year, I was thinking about it. I'm like, yeah, I probably could have done my.
I bet you the temperature right now is like 20 degrees outside. I was out there shoveling earlier today.
Oh, man. I know. I saw what you got hit with when you got
back. It's like 60 here. It's great. But it was 30 this morning.
I think we got a good 5 inches of snow last night, even though it only said like 1 to 3. I'm like, yeah, typical, you know.
By the way, that's what the night we left to go down to because we were going to go down to the airport that morning, and we kept hearing there was a big winter storm moving in on us. And I'm like, we should go tonight. We should go right now. So we'll go stay at a hotel in case, because otherwise we won't be able to get out. Right. Boy, was that the right call, because at 5,000 feet, they got 10 inches. And we're at 5,200 feet, so we got about 7 or 8. But we had just made it out, and we couldn't have got out the next day. So that was the right call.
So what does somebody new coming to the Fasnacht have to look forward to when they show up for the experience? I mean, is there, you know, obviously there's some sort of food and things.
Yeah, we should have got Fargassier on here, because it was his first time.
Yeah.
It was Fargassier and AOL's first time. It was our second time going.
Okay,
but
what's the answer to the question I asked?
Yeah,
what are you looking forward to?
Well, First of all, watch my Helvetia episode on the
Chipmunk Show. Yeah, he does a great episode. I watched it before I went, and it was, like I said, I learned how to say actual boss knock. Yes, well, watch the episode of Chipmunk's Travel Log on the Helvetia, well, the West Virginia series, but Helvetia episode.
Yeah, it's the latest one, and it really covers everything, because the thing for Fallout fan, and this is the thing about Fasnacht, and I just talked to the organizer about this today because they had sent me a thing about next year, but they love the Fallout community, and not only because it's bringing a lot of income into Helvetia for the restoration projects, and she was thrilled this year when I saw her at the end, because they had the figures about how many people came, and they knew what, you know, how much of a profit margin there was. And they can do a roof on a building. They're going to send some kids to Switzerland. There's a lot of good that's coming out of the Fallout community being there. So that's phenomenal. But what they especially love is how respectful the Fallout community is to Helvetia, because we don't go in there and invade it and make it a Fallout event. Everybody's, because it isn't. It's literally their, you know, Fasnacht, which means fasting before, you know, Lent or fasting night. Is very much rooted in their Swiss tradition. Even though it only started in 68 there, it's still a huge deal for them. And prior to the Fallout, they'd get 30, 40 people, you know, doing the parade, whatever, every year. So it was a very small local thing. And then after 76, it grew and grew and grew. And now it's, you know, I think they had probably close to 1,000 this year. So it's a big deal. And the fact is that the Fallout community comes in there and celebrates the same. You know, we're doing it because of the game in a lot of ways, but also just enjoying the festival for what it is. And that's how it should be. Whereas New Vegas Day is just a crazy wasteland event where, you know, it's all, everybody comes in and it's a great time. They're great, just great ways to celebrate Fallout on every level, but they're very different at the same time. And I said, on the last thing I said to Clara, I was going around, I said, I've got to get you with and Steven Stats together, because the two of you are in the same boat. You've got this tiny little town that doesn't have the infrastructure to support 1,000 Fallout fans and more next year. But
and yet you do it.
And that's the thing, because she was asking me, you know, please send suggestions of what we could do. And to me, it's like, have a food truck on that
being
end.
Being something that's revolving around the concept of Lent and things like that, and obviously there's religious implications there. Do they, like, frown on people, you know, engaging intoxication and things like that? I mean,
I don't think anybody really does.
No,
because I know some people have coolers and stuff there, but oh yeah,
they
did. Like,
we don't play in the middle of the woods
with no internet. Well, they sell beer. They sell mead. Uh-huh. They sell beer and mead in the little what was the ticket hall last year?
Yeah,
in that little. Yeah. In that little red building.
Do they have music and things like
that? They got music. Like, you go in that red building, they had, I've got a video of some guys in there playing, and they were really good.
Yeah, they definitely had more this year.
We were trying to find Brian. Brian's like, I'm in the red building, so we go in that building, right?
My bad.
Yeah. You were in the other red building, and we didn't make it that far.
Yeah.
So we're in there listening to the music.
Were they playing, like, New Vegas? Kind of,
but they were playing contemporary stuff. It wasn't like 50s
stuff.
Yeah,
they had speakers. They had a tent and the speakers out in the field where the mass competition was, and then obviously they had the band later on in the dance hall.
So it wasn't.
And
really
they were like a fiddle
around.
Band. Yeah. That was like a fiddle band, and
the whole
stuff.
Thing wasn't revolving around 76.
No, it doesn't revolve around Fallout 76
it doesn't
at all.
They're...
it revolves around their festival.
Yeah, sure. I mean, there literally is. A small group of, Dan Valentine's group, and then us and the other ones that came. And you can tell they're the Fallout crowd.
Right.
But when there's hundreds and hundreds of other people of all kinds of characters and Fasnacht masks and traditional Fasnacht masks. So it's very much the Fallout community merging into this in a very communal way, and there's everybody's just doing their thing, and it's a lot of fun. Whereas New Vegas is just, you know, it's all Fallout, and it's there. It's very wasteland and gritty, and you know, it is good spring.
Beautiful.
That's a wonderful.
It is beautiful,
but not to, you know, it's too. you can both have the Fallout experience at both events. It's just very different, and it's a lot of fun. And to answer that question, Jax, is yeah, they do. You they were serving beer and they had it. You can't take it in the dance hall,
right?
So because they really want to keep it as a very family friendly event, which it is, and and Good Springs does that too. But obviously, it's the saloon, you know, 18 or over.
Yeah, and it's Vegas, so.
It is Vegas.
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
It's totally different areas, different places. Oh, yeah. And no, but I mean,
I was like,
you can
how
see
do we
Chipmunk
avoid...
totally drunk at one and not at the other.
But I mean, this is their festival. It's their festival that has origins in that, and it's Swiss and German roots. And it's, but because of its adaptation in the Fallout game, Fallout people have shown up and just added to it.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's made it a lot bigger. That's
right.
Sure.
And you see a lot of masks that have nothing to do with Fallout. Like there was, and then there's all these little kids that come in with like their Minecraft masks and all kinds of crazy stuff. And just normal people with like Halloween masks, like masquerade type masks, like big old, just regular floofy feathery things that they might wear to Halloween or something.
Oh, that's an amazing thing.
There's a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
The tree trunk with the owl.
Did you see, like, the humongous ones? Up like, and then that guy with the skull on the pole?
Yeah.
I'm like, I was like, where are you looking out of? And
did we ever
like,
find out who won
here.
The contest this year? Because I don't remember who won. Because didn't last year they have, like, a contest with the mask?
I think last year was the guy with the tree trunk with the owl in it. But I can't be certain.
I don't know who won this year because.
Yeah, although I like the Knights of Zagni. That came out of the blue. I didn't expect to see that represented there, but it was.
The what?
The from Monty Python, the Holy Grail, the Knights of Zagni.
Oh,
Last year, there were three of them there. Like, you guys are the best.
there was a lot. I mean, there was all kinds of different stuff that I didn't see this year. There was things that I saw this year that weren't there last year. There's so many good things. A lot of Fallout, because as I'm going through pictures, I was showing somebody at work today, and I'm like, oh, that's Fallout, and that's Fallout. Oh, that's from Fallout. But, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's not, too.
Yeah, well, see, I didn't know that there was... I thought it was all, like, something completely created for Fallout. I didn't know that there was...
No, this has been going on forever.
No, it was already there, but then Fallout came in and then had been adding to it over the years.
It has been making it bigger. Because didn't you say, she'd had events where it was only, like, 46 people at one point in time?
Yeah, now it's, like, thousands. It's like
and now there's
crazy.
So many. Well, this is the first year they pre-sold tickets, and
they sold out.
Yeah, they did. Did you guys... I can't remember his name, but he was an older guy with silver hair and a beard and mustache. He was in the dance hall. He was one of the volunteers. He was talking to me at the booth, and he said he's the guy that they modeled the robot Master of Ceremonies.
Oh, the Master of Ceremonies?
Yes. So he was there, and it's like, oh, that's really cool.
That's
he's
neat.
Very proud of that.
Yeah, all those little tips. Yeah.
So we talked to a different lady. It wasn't Clara, but it was another one of the organizers. We talked to her after the dance, basically. She looked like a librarian. I don't know if you know who it is. She had glasses. We were talking. She was the one who gave us the dates. But she was just asking us, I don't know, just all kinds of stuff. She was really
nice. The
best part was
she was trying to get Penny to be the school teacher there.
Yes! No. Yes, because she was like, well, we need... Because Penny was like, I just love it here, blah, blah. She's like, well, you could move here. And she was like, well, I don't know. Didn't she say, like, I'm a teacher? We need teachers.
She's like a science teacher, and she's like, oh, we need a science teacher.
She's like, well, I just teach
kept
science.
Going. Penny, you better
like,
stop
just...
talking. Otherwise,
she's like, we have this little school. There's like 36 kids. Yep. And she's like, teach like 100 kids in science. She's like, oh, well, this will be so great. She's like, we need science. She was ready to like buy Penny a house and move her in. It was hilarious. Yep.
I know Clara's trying to get us to move out. And it's like, I love, I mean, she's
cool. You would be really close.
I know it's maybe years down the line. I love West Virginia. I mean, having traveled all over last fall,
it's beautiful.
Seen one corner or the other. It's a beautiful state and great people and beautiful areas. And
you'd be too far from Vegas.
It is.
Yeah.
I'm not at the point where I'm ready to leave California yet. I mean, that will eventually come, but not yet. But the thing is, and this is so weird.
The high prices didn't kick you out yet?
And they, oh, no, they're getting close, believe me.
Hey, California. Woo.
Yeah, it becomes a challenge every year. But the Linda worked for Intuit at one point in Woodland Hills, and her boss, who owns the company, would every so often be there. He wasn't there all the time. But as it turns out, everybody in West Virginia knows him because he's from West Virginia, and he's made this big grant program. If you move in, he'll give you $10,000 if you set up and, you know, you're going to stay. And she's like, you know him. This would be a definite thing. You could definitely do this. I'm like, well, yeah, probably.
So we were at the bonfire. Were you there, KT? We were looking for Penny and BV, and they were talking to some old good old boys down there.
Oh, and after the dance, yeah.
After the dance, when we were trying to round up those cats to go home. And these guys were like, where are y'all from? And, you know, it was
they were totally drunk. Right? I mean, I could tell.
They were kind of buzzed a little. And you could smell the.
I'm from Wisconsin. I know drunk people when I see them.
Oh, yes.
Right? And you could smell a little Mary Jane happening. But, so all
were
that stuff
the
down by
the playing Credence at the pickup truck.
Yes, it was the hillbilly tailgating party down there. Yeah, it was.
Yep.
So down by the fire, and you know, so we're talking to these guys, and they're like, "Where are y'all from?" So we're like, and they're like, "Oh," the other guy comes stumbling up. I thought you were one of them people that they paid to move here, and was like, "What are you talking about?"
Yeah, that's what they're
like.
Talking
oh,
about.
You didn't get paid to move here, and I'm like, "They do that?" It's like, tell me more.
It's a real thing.
I was like, "Tell me about this getting paid to move to West Virginia."
Yeah, right. You buy me a house, I'll move.
Right? They're like, well, you got to work from home. And I'm like, yeah, but I can't do that.
Internet in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, I mean, the house that we had was, I could live there. I mean, it was nice, quiet, was pretty.
Well,
you know,
that place was definitely made for like an Airbnb. You can tell it. Nobody like lives there, you know.
No, but the backyard, I mean, the view out the back was nice.
Oh, yeah, it was nice.
With just don't swim in the lake. Pond.
Yeah,
we had a radiated pond ready to go. It was great.
Good thing Penny had Red X.
Yep, they gave us blue, kind of a blue-green pond.
Yep.
It was totally radiated just for us. It was a good time.
Surprised nobody went down there and came back with three arms.
Well, we didn't go down there.
Yeah.
That's why. But there's a hot tub at the other house. So if we get the other house next year, we'll have to find out.
Mom,
water
get that other house.
Let's from go. The pond.
Where they're blowing or glowing blue frogs.
There you go. Oh, we'll get some frogs in there. There you go.
It starts raining and it's blue.
Yes.
The Geiger counter gone.
Yeah. Dee, 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 dee.
So we went antiquing and Penny didn't bring her Geiger counter. That was kind of a bummer. She's like, that's radiated, but I forgot my Geiger counter. Like, she's like, if it's orange, it's more radioactive. Like, okay.
Oh, you got to tell them the story about the present she gave to BV from West Virginia. Remember that?
The presents that she gave him. You mean from
the letter.
Oh, remember the letter? Oh, his birthday card?
Yeah. Oh my God.
So I don't know if y'all know that West Virginian is definitely the best thing that's ever happened to West Virginia tourism because of his videos where he talks about not just the places that are in Fallout, but he talks about other places in West Virginia that nobody has really probably thought about going, like different caves, just, you know, he highlights different parts of West Virginia that we don't hear about all the time. Like, they're not the top three or whatever. And he has gotten a lot of us, like when he first talked about Poshnut and stuff like years ago, that was when I wanted to go. So I've always joked around that you do better for West Virginia tourism than they do. And he kind of has like a little axe to grind with them because they really don't do much for the state, I guess. So Penny being, haha, I'm so funny. She calls up West Virginia Tourism Board or whatever. And she's like, oh, hey, my nephew's birthday is coming up. And he is obsessed with West Virginia. And I wondered if you could send him a card. So, of course, they're like, well, how old is he? She's like, 8. And she's like, his name's like what, Brian Vincent or something?
Yeah, something like that.
His name's like Brian Vincent, but we call him BV. So they literally, West Virginia Board of Tourism sent BV a birthday, happy 8th birthday card.
And Penny gave it to him.
And she gave it to him when we had a surprise party on Friday. It was... The look on his face was just like
happy eighth birthday. He's like, what, in his 30s?
Right. But I mean, the funny thing was, is like, yes, West Virginia Tourism would like to wish you a happy birthday.
That's fantastic.
Oh, it was crazy. Like, your favorite people are wishing you happy birthday.
Yeah.
If they only knew who it was. That was great. Yeah, we all tried to contact people on the fly, you know, kind of download to have different people sent cards and stuff to Penny's P.O. box, and she collected it all and brought it in for him. So a bunch of people that we all know, like the Twitterverse and YouTube land or whatever, sent BV a bunch of stuff, and it was pretty cool. It was a good time. I thought it was real nice for him to see all the people that love him.
Yep, there's lots of them.
Ginger Snap son. Yay.
Ginger.
We love us some Ginger. He almost cried. I know. I thought he was going to cry after everything, you know. But the funny thing was poor, I feel so sorry for Dumplin', because Dumplin' had to drag him out to a coffee shop, and she had to keep him out of the house. So she was just like dragging him all over the place, not letting him come home. And he's just like, okay, because he's so easygoing. He's just like, okay, whatever. Yeah, we'll go get coffee.
What was the story of that milkshake? I mean, that thing.
So Penny and BB, well, she made him a bet, because she was like, I'm going to meet you at the antique mall, because Penny's always late. She's like, I'm going to meet you at the antique mall at 3:00. Well, the house opened at 4:00, and that's, we were trying to be there by 4:00. And she was like, I'm coming straight to the house. I bet BB that I'd be at the antique mall, and they close at 5:00. So I'm not going to make that bet. Like, what'd you lose? So she lost a milkshake. Did you see that milkshake?
Well, anyway, guys, I hate to cut this off, but it's time for a break. Let's continue this talk right after the other side of this break.
Hi, welcome to Three Count Thoughts. Let me introduce the crew real quick.
Hi. I'm Maverick Stone.
I'm Romer.
And I'm Jaxus. Join us as we talk all things wrestling. Each week, we'll take a topic from the wrestling world, knock it around a bit, and then go over the week in wrestling from a strictly fan perspective. We can be found on all major podcast catchers. We can also be found at Three Count Thoughts on both YouTube and Twitter. Or you can send us an email using threecountthoughts@gmail.com. Okay, are you ready?
Ring the bell.
Let's get right back to it.
Talking to our chatter.
Short break.
Yeah.
I plead the fifth. Yes, they.
Ginger, you need to get
now. You guys get quiet. Really?
I know, right?
Like, are we trying to get you guys to
talking to the chat during the break?
Don't make me get muffins coming back.
Because we have chat happening, so I was talking to chat during the break.
Yeah.
Woo! No. Talk about Fastnet.
So, if you were to go to Fastnet as a newcomer, I think, I don't know, I'm trying to remember how it felt last year. Last year, you know, it was just like, you go to this historical town. If you've ever been to any of those historical towns, like historical reenactment kind of places, like, I'm going to throw out Counter Prairie because Sulier knows what I'm talking about. It's just a place that they take old buildings and they revitalize them, and then people come in and look at them. Well, this isn't just for people to come look at, like, people live there. These buildings are all over 100 years old, right? Aren't they? Basically, well, in that range.
I think it was 1869 is when the town got built. So.
Correct.
Yeah, so all these buildings
I can verify
are
that
old.
Fact.
Yeah, and the thing is,
a banner
like,
up
you
in
look
the
at,
music hall. It tells you.
Yeah.
If you look at the layout of Helvetia in game, it's compact but pretty close to what the layout is in the actual town. But like the game is more compact, but it's like everything is basically where it is in the town. So like you can walk around in town and just know like that way to the honey house and that way to because it's all there.
Yep.
Which is cool. Yeah, because there's not many towns that you can really do that in, because you know something's always going to be goofed up or whatever. But But it's pretty accurate. The buildings, the designs are pretty cool. One thing I learned, because we went to the library / history, whatever, museum, all of the, you know how the porch railings and stuff have different designs?
Yep.
All the different designs are different per family. Which you probably knew that because you were like talked to them when you went, Chip. But I didn't know that. And I found that really cool because, so like she said, they may not know which design belongs to which family because those families may be gone now, but they know that it was like not this family or that family or whatever because the designs are different based on what family.
Yeah.
And I thought that was pretty cool.
It's really interesting. Putting that episode together was so it's first of all, the Fosnack one or Helvetia is my favorite of all the Travel Show episodes. And mainly because, and I was anxious to get to season two because the graphics in the game are so much more sophisticated than New Vegas. And yeah, the New Vegas locations look good and they match up well, but I was really dying to do the Greenbrier and then do Helvetia because the Greenbrier was a lot of fun to put together and it's amazing. When I started putting the Helvetia stuff together, it's like, oh my God, the level of detail that they captured is mind blowing. And there's this one shot where I mix that blue house in the corner with the in-game with the real world from the exact same angle.
Mm-hmm.
They are so exact. Even those little hearts in that, that thing that there's a little deck back there, but whatever that's called, I'm sure there's
like a little balcony-ish thing.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yep. It's exactly the same. It's weathered the same. The design is the same. And that, I loved doing that, and I'm getting a ton of compliments because somebody on Reddit in England a couple weeks ago posted they found the show and then they posted about it. They must have been a pretty big influencer because I doubled my subscriptions in a matter of hours, and then shot up by 2,500 views at the same time. The Helvetia one's getting a lot of views right now. And it's like, wow, they, you know, because I don't market the show. It's just, I put them out there and it's like, drop them and enjoy them.
Because wow, that's no pretty time cool. To do anything else.
But yeah, but it's like, that's what they're coming as. Oh, I love the ingrain, the way that mixed together and you know, do this. But to go to Helvetia and you walk around, it's like you're standing in the bandstand. The hut house is exactly the same.
Yeah.
Then you look under the bridge. It's like even this is exactly the same. So when I was there, I asked Clara in October when we did that interview and we were walking around and I said, how did they do it? And she said, well, they had one of those Google type cars with all the cameras mounted all over it. And she said, basically just they used that on the road. And then they used a smaller, like, kind of probably like a little robot to go around different areas. They 3D mapped every square centimeter.
No wonder it's so good.
It is. It's amazing. So,
because I know they only had like a week and a half or something that they were out there.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't much time. So they were probably just taking pictures of whatever they could because everything, like I know, like people, I've seen pictures of people from Greenbrier and it's like everything is spot on, the carpet, the drapes, the stupid trash cans, everything is just dead on. Everything.
I won't spend much time on this because it's off topic of Fosnack, but when I did Greenbrier, it was the one place I couldn't, they never responded as far as getting back, you know, getting in the building. So I think I'll just do the outside and, you know, get some shots and not worry about it. But I'm there and like, I have to go in and I'm going to the front and the security guy goes, Fallout. I'm like, yep. I'm just here. I wanted to find out if I get some shots. He goes, oh, sure. You can get whatever you want out here, but go talk to such and such downstairs, which I went down there and did. And here I am sitting in the chair right at the concierge desk and it's like, oh my God, it's so exact.
Like and waiting for the robot to tell me.
I was. Finally, this woman came out. She was with the marketing group. And she said, are you with Bethesda? I said, nope, I'm not with Bethesda. I don't represent them. I do my own show. And she goes, oh, yes, I'm so sorry. We got your email. We think it went to the wrong email, whatever the case may be. She says, what do you want to do? And I said, well, would it be possible to get some shots inside? She goes, oh, sure. She goes, there's only two places you can't go, which is... there's a private event, the casino, and then, of course, the bunker. You can't take recording equipment down there, but you can go anywhere else. And I'm like, really?
I didn't know they had a casino.
She goes, wow. Yeah, it's all yours. Just, you know, have fun. I couldn't believe it. They let me go to every single place. And when I was in the mall at the Greenbrier Interiors, which is in the game as studio, whatever, 57.
Right.
The guy's in there goes, oh, we love you guys. And I'm like, me? And he goes, no, the video game. And I'm like,
no, oh, just the game, not cool. You.
And I'm like, well, he goes, do you want to see the cottages? And I'm like, yeah. I absolutely want to see the cottages.
Please.
He took me on the grounds. We went everywhere. And then they got me a shuttle bus to take me around because it was too much to travel. I'm like, this is so cool. So, yeah, that was great. And everywhere I went, West Virginia is just the most hospitable state and the most wonderful people. And you wait till you see what's coming. I they've given me so
that's
much.
That's so cool. That's awesome. Yeah, it's everybody has been so nice. And if you bring up the game or what, because we were like, so we ate in Buckhannon. Ma and I stopped at Buckhannon because we went to the antique mall and then we ate lunch. Then we headed home and we stopped at we wanted to eat someplace different. And I forget what the place was called, CJ's or something, but it was really good. And the waitress came in and she's like, so y'all are from out of town, whatever. And we's like, yeah, we were up in Helvetia. Have you ever been? And she's like, no, I've heard of it, but I've never gone. And, you know, so I don't know how we got around to talk about the video game. She's like, yeah, I've heard of Fallout. And she goes, I think I played a couple of times. Like, girl, you know, you got to play, blah, 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 you know. So we got to talk. She's like, yeah, I think I'm going to download and I'm going to play that again, you know, whatever. And she might even go to Fashionette next year, you know. So we're like talking and everything. And of course, everywhere we went, Knight, you're going to love this. Everywhere we went. I'm like, she's a pro streamer. She's partner. She's like the pro streamer. Yep. You gotta follow Ma Tater. You gotta get on there because she's like,
you gotta get those business cards like Penny has and hands them out.
She
everywhere.
Has business cards. She just doesn't know what to do with them.
You she's hand like, them out.
Well, when I made partner, I made cards, but I don't know what to do with them. She gave me so much grief because I was like, oh. Pro streamer right here. You want to know about the game. You got to watch Ma Tater. You got to catch her on Twitch. You know, she's like, oh, you booger. You be quiet.
Is that where you guys went after we left the Airbnb that Sunday morning?
Well, when you took off, because I almost followed you because I was talking on the phone.
Yeah.
And I was following you. And then you like,
I'm like, oh,
you turned. And then I was like, wait, oh, no, crap. Go
I
straight.
Turned on the wrong. Yeah, it was.
I didn't.
No, I would have hanged out with you guys if I didn't have to drive 14 hours.
I know.
I drove.
Well, you went and had fun in Chicago.
Yeah, I love Chicago. KT, did you do you go up 79 or did you go a different way?
I go 79.
Yeah,
I think it was, and then it turned into 76. Yeah. Ironically, and then it turned into 90.
Okay,
yeah,
because 90 pretty much when I go east to West Virginia and then DC too, I took I-90 pretty much the whole way. So
I get all the way across all those states.
Yeah. It goes right through, like, literally, it's about half an hour away. Hop on I-90 and boom, just all the way there.
Yeah, that's cool.
How expensive is it out there to, like, get hotel rooms and things like that?
So we got a house for 10 people for $550, the Airbnb. Mm-hmm. But the hotel, I think, was last year, it was just
like
average hotel
rates.
Night
or something, 100, 120? Depending on where you stay, I guess.
Depending on where you're staying. I stayed in Buckhannon, so it was about 40 minutes away-ish.
Yeah, and Penny and I stayed in Weston, and it was about 100 a night.
Yeah, I think it's about what I paid. It was about 100 a night.
And that's not typical.
But everybody's, like, picking up on the Airbnb thing, because, like, a lot of people that we talked to this year, they were getting Airbnbs. Yep. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of camping around there if you like to camp. There's a lot of campgrounds and stuff. That's what Ma did last year. Her and her sister were at a campground. Some people do that, but and then there's two B&Bs in town. So two of the people that we had lunch with, because we figured out that in order to get faster service at the Hut House when we had lunch, was when they came out and called for like a party of six and you were only a party of three, just grab some more people. Doesn't matter if you knew them, you're gonna find out. So we figured that out. So we're like, okay, there's three of us. And the guy in front of us that we'd already been chatting to, he had three. So we're like, cool, we got six. So they came out and they called for eight. So we were like, we got six. And he was like, okay. And then we turned around. We're like, anybody get two? So these two people joined us. So we're sitting there with like five strangers. And of course, it was funny because the guy was sitting there and he's like, well, so nobody's going to be on their phone all through dinner. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, you're right. Because there's no service.
No service.
Yeah.
So nobody can like scroll their phone. So we actually had to talk, but it was cool.
That's the beauty of it.
You had to interact with other humans.
We had to interact with other humans. So the three people were from West Virginia and they just come up for the festival, right? And but they were kind of amused by the fact that we were all Fallout people. And then the other two people, they were there for the festival, but they were familiar with Fallout. They played Fallout, you know, a little bit. And so, you know, they were like, we were just talking about different stuff. About the game and things like that.
Thing for people to accept and get used to is that blackout area is so massive.
It is real.
I mean, yeah. We have Sugar Grove to thank for that, but you know, but that's okay.
and the affiliates. I forgot about that. Yeah, that's what we were calling ourselves. Ma, and that's how we signed the guest book. We signed the guest book, Ma Tater and the Affiliates.
That's pretty good.
You can thank AOL password for that because, yeah, that's
AOL what was struggling. He was at Foshnot. Oh my god, AOL was like, I want to go back to Airbnb. I'm like, dude, it's your first time.
He was
time
also
here.
The first one in bed.
I know. It's like, damn, dude, seriously. Like, you're out here to experience on a trip. You don't enjoy it. You don't sleep on it.
You know, I mean, he gets up early and streams. He streamed from the house. What, Saturday morning?
I don't know.
I woke up and I heard AOL streaming, and I'm like,
What was that, Friday? No,
that was Saturday morning.
Yeah, Friday night / Saturday morning. BB and I were up until like 4:30 talking to each other. Like, oh god, we lost track of time. Oops, good thing we don't have to be at Foshnot until 3:00 in the afternoon.
For real. But, you know, we should have, so that's why I want to go on like Thursday next year or something, so that we have a day to explore.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because everything's not too far away. Like Sutton, Flatwoods is all like, you know,
Morgantown,
half an hour away.
Well, Morgantown, they're all like pretty
from
close.
There, and I would really recommend this. Snowshoes not far, which if you want to see the top of the world area, but the giant telescopes are not far either. And there's a whole visitor center there. It's a science center and a museum, or not museum, but mainly a science center. Really interactive. It's really cool. You'll see that in an upcoming episode. But those things are really cool to see up close. The one is huge beyond reason. But that's an easy stop. And it's not terribly far from there. Because at that point, you start heading toward, you know, back toward the Greenbrier and all that. And that's a great one. But there's a lot you can do in that area. So, yeah. I definitely want to organize something for next year. We have plenty of time, obviously. Definitely.
If you do, I mean, let me know, because I just have to make sure that I get plenty of time off you know, when I come up. So,
yeah,
I'm going to plan it for sure.
I think we're trying to get the house again, and we're trying to get the little sixth house next to it. They have a hot tub.
Oh, nice.
We had a fire pit, and then they had a hot tub.
The 550 was for how many nights? Did
two nights, the Friday and Saturday night.
Really,
wasn't
good.
It?
Yeah,
wasn't it? And we split it with 10 people.
Yeah, that's phenomenal. Yeah, we'll definitely talk about that.
So. And it was a nice, I mean, the house is fairly new.
Yeah.
And it was like, and you know, and considering we had 10 people there, it was, you know, had 10 beds. Well, not 10 beds, but slept 10. Had two bathrooms. I never waited on a bathroom. I wasn't ever like, oh my God, get out. You know, I didn't really have any, I don't know about UKT, but I never ran into an issue where it was like.
Well, we kind of like settled there and be like, okay, this is the women's bathroom. This is the men's bathroom. Done.
Yeah, we kind of did because we had, so one room had two bunk beds. So we put all the boys in there.
Yep.
And then we had Ginger and her husband, and another one, because they were like, we're like house mom and dad. And then all the girls were on the other side of the house.
Yep.
So the girls had the big bathroom with the tub, and then the boys had the little one with the little shower.
Well, next year it's just going to be me and Linda, because that was, I'm glad I got to see my brother and our friends, but it was them, and you know, they're not Fallout people. So it's
you got it.
They're outside.
But, you know, it was your anniversary, and they wanted to do something nice for you. So, I mean, that's good. That
not
you got
next
to do
year.
That.
Next year's all about just us, and that's we'll have a ton of fun. We can definitely put together a tour group and go around and just kick back without wearing a giant head.
That'd be fun, because
right.
You don't want to wear the giant head?
I do. I mean, at Fasnacht, definitely. Did you see how many kids? I mean, I couldn't
get
past that food truck without all those people.
I know.
Pictures.
He was getting right.
And then people are trying to drive down the road while everybody was trying to walk down the road.
That was what was weird. Like, why even try? But I mean, I get it. Yeah, they couldn't exactly go around because there was only one.
I will say it was nice having a food truck there because I know like the restaurant was super busy and having other food options is nice. You know,
it was. It was
that's
nice.
That's what I'm going to tell her. Save some of your money and get a food truck at the one end, a food truck by the dance hall, and a food truck in the middle. You will you'll spread out the crowd. Everyone will be so happy.
That is true. So, yeah, because and that was the thing that I noticed was like the lines didn't seem as bad as last year because having that will call pickup was great.
I actually got a bratwurst this year and it was from that food truck and it was so good.
Mm. Yeah, that food truck was pretty good. Yeah.
We ate at the Hood House. I didn't get to eat there last year. So, I mean, if I don't eat there again, it's probably fine because I've done it. Because it was neat because they had a sample of, like, all kinds of stuff. It was a lot of food. And it was pretty reasonably priced. It was, like, $24 a plate.
Oh my God.
Tons of food and dessert.
Priced. I mean, we're used to spending $30 for the two of us at McDonald's out here.
Like, you wouldn't have got fast food for any better price. Yeah, no, not at all. Not for the amount of food they gave you.
And gas, $2.89. I mean, we're at $5-something. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah, I was glad when I went back from Vegas. I'm like, oh God, gas is like $4-something in Vegas. I go back home and it's like $2-something.
Parking lot wiener.
I know. Yes. Way better. You guys are so lucky.
Well, yeah, I think driving from here down to West Virginia with my truck and then driving back up, I think I spent maybe $300-$400 in gas the whole trip.
Mm-hmm.
So not terrible.
No.
Cheaper than a plane ticket.
Yeah. Speaking of planes, by the way.
Here we go.
No, this was fine. But we had just said, I hope we don't fly in a 737 MAX at this trip at all. We didn't on the way out. It's just regular 737s. We get out here. The first thing her family starts talking about is the door to the one that blew off. It landed in her cousin's backyard in Portland.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like,
small world.
This is a bad omen. So when we finally get her heading back, what do we get on? A 737 MAX. I'm like, oh, no. But we made it.
It's fine. Hey, planes are safer than cars, so.
They are. According to Superman, still statistically the safest.
I saw a statistic the other day. It was like, you need to be on 8 million plane trips for an accident to happen.
Yeah.
That'll never happen.
I think I'm ever going to be on a 8 million plane trips. But
I don't think so. As much as Boeing messed up on that, it's still, they're really comfortable and they're really smooth.
Oh, yeah.
So as long as the door stays on, I think we're in good shape.
I was on a 737. I think it was an 800 when I flew out to Vegas. Because that's usually what the budget airlines.
777 from Portland.
I heard
Portland to Chicago, a 777.
So the 57s, I heard, are really nice.
Yeah, they are. So, were you at New Vegas Day?
No, he wasn't.
Taylor went to TwitchCon. Left just before it.
Because, unfortunately, they didn't overlap.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Are you going to be able to go next year?
He came to my house for a little bit.
I barely met Jaxus. You know, literally the last night I was there. Because I flew out Friday morning and I met him Thursday night. I'm like, whew, just barely. But no, depending on if my local airline
is flying
to Vegas again, I'll fly out there.
Good. I gave him crap about that. I was like, you left your grandma in the car.
She was fine with it. I literally asked her. I'm like, oh, I'll just wait here. I'm like, okay.
I'll wait here while you have your little play date.
Jaxus, are there dates yet? I haven't even paid attention.
I believe it's 16th and 17th.
It's the weekend after my anniversary.
So well, it's if it's like, okay, what is it? Saturday and Sunday, which would be fine because I think the flights at my local airport to Vegas
I think
are
it's
Friday
and
Monday,
Saturday. So. Usually he leaves Sunday open.
He was talking about trying possibly spreading it to 3 days this
Saturday,
year.
Sunday.
So
yeah. The last I heard, there we go.
Oh, to see what tickets are.
Yeah, it would be
this November. So
15th,
yeah, we got time.
16th. I got a flyer on it though. Let me see.
Yeah, I need to start looking into that too.
Are you in for this year's infomercial, Jaxus?
Oh yeah, I'll do whatever. You know that. Yeah,
cool. I haven't even started. I'll get to that later.
That my kids, if you need a, you know, a gecko or
fire
something.
Fire spitting geckos.
Yeah.
The geckos. Come on, kids. You want to be a gecko?
My kids are up for any acting jobs they can get. So
yeah, we'll do it. I the guy who played Elvis wants to do it, and the Legion guy, and there's a bunch of them that want to do it this year. So we will. I just have to figure it out. I haven't done it yet.
But you said 16th and 17th. That is Saturday and Sunday in November.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I said 15th. That sounds 16th,
right.
But that sounds right.
Yeah. So it was Saturday and Sunday.
I was going to say, I thought it was Saturday and Sunday because that'd be perfect because I could fly out Friday and then fly back Monday.
I mean, normally yeah. Last year I fly out Thursday and left Wednesday. Yeah, but I did other
Saturday
things
and
besides.
Sunday that the event usually.
Well, my local airport only does seasonal flights on Fridays and Mondays, so it's just easier that way. That's why I spent a week in Vegas because I'm like, screw it. I'll stay for a week. Might as well.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you can make it, KT. You will absolutely love it. It is a spectacle.
It does look like it, and it was fun.
It is so much fun.
From what I heard, we were talking to people at Foshnot this year, and they're like, "Yeah, we were out in New Vegas, and they don't really like 76 people very much." I'm like,
"No, that's not good news."
There's only one individual that's got an issue with 76 people, and that's TKS Mantis, and he has made it very clear that he is not like. Saying don't come and not this and not that. He just doesn't like the game themselves personally that much. No. So
it's still a Fallout community. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, what
that's
community.
Weird. It like is. If people are getting the impression that they're not welcome, maybe he should dial it back a little.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
I would hate for people to not feel welcome because of my personal opinions or experiences.
I did not get that sensation when I was there. Did you, Jeff?
No, it is a very welcoming. I mean, everybody celebrates Fallout regardless of what game and whatever.
Because I know Steven is very welcoming. Yeah. Well,
the body of people that have come together, we're not technically a planning committee, but kind of we are, is Steven, me, Ken, Vigu, Padera Falls, and kind of Volcaro Blues and Ben, who's in the power armor. That's kind of like the core group now. And TKS Mantis is in there too. But the
and just leave me out. I don't do nothing.
Yeah, Jax doesn't count.
Yeah.
He just sits around in that fancy office of his that isn't even real.
Yeah, that fake office. I've seen that fake office. So I know what it looks like.
I couldn't tell, actually. It was hard to tell. It looks great. I mean, usually there's like a matte line around you, but you're not.
Jax is living the high life in Vegas. That's penthouse.
I got studio doors and everything.
Yeah.
There's an elevator on the outside there.
Yeah. You don't have Fallout running on that laptop behind you.
Actually, I could probably figure out a way to do that.
Yeah. Put it on there.
But no, it's a very friendly, very everybody just celebrates Fallout there for that whole time. And it's everything's represented and it's really cool and tons of fun. So
it looks fun, and everything like
this place.
Yes. He's got a big old bumper sticker on the back of his truck too.
Yes, I got a whole bunch of Fallout stuff. You saw it.
Yep. I was following you through. You were driving like a bat out of hell through the mountains. It's like,
no.
Like, dude.
I have the official Pioneer
Scene. Oh, the official asshole association. You're a complete asshole. All right.
We knew it all wrong. It's confirmed now.
It is confirmed. I have a hard time believing it, but sure.
Oh, I've got the ultimate in Pioneer Saloon memorabilia.
I was going to say, you got the ultimate asshole.
That was quite an honor.
Ooh, he's got
the whiskey. The old man.
Whiskey. Is that bottle empty, Jax? Yep. Did you drink it all? Is it empty?
Oh, yeah, I definitely drank it all.
You drank intelligence. It
all. That was a gift from Chip, actually.
Yes. Everybody got one of those and. Jake the Courier. I didn't think he was going to make it home.
Dude, that guy, man. I'm glad that there was a large portion of tea that was involved in some of the stuff he was drinking.
I didn't know it was.
Yeah.
When we were doing that resuscitation scene, I'm like, oh my God.
He's like the whole bottle.
Oh my gosh. He's gonna die.
Oh wow.
Like, yeah, that's actually tea.
I was very happy to hear that.
Like, your liver hates you. I can hear it screaming.
I mean, now mind you, that dude does, he can put some down.
Oh yes, he can.
He can definitely put some down.
He is hysterical, though, man. Yeah.
Well, his character that he's created for himself is quite interesting. Yes.
Oh, it is. So they're great. Are you going to the con in April, by the way, at the convention center? It's a
Me?
Big game.
Me?
Yeah. The Jaxus.
Jaxus.
Am I going to what now?
It's over. Eric was telling me about it. And they came out for Christmas here. And she was saying they do a big con, and they do a creator table where they put out all the stuff they make and whatever. But it's I can't remember the name of it, but it's a big gaming convention on it's at the convention center.
In April, is it LVO?
I think it is. I think that's what.
Okay,
it is.
So back in my miniature gaming days, people used to go out to LVO. It's Las Vegas Open. So yeah, it's a big miniature gaming convention. Kind of like Adepticon or Gen Con or something like that. Yeah. But they probably have other gaming and stuff there. But
nope,
Modiphius is starting to get big.
There's so many conventions out here, man. It's so hard for me to keep track of stuff. Unless you guys tell me about it, I don't have a clue.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
I thought, you know how I found out about TwitchCon? When he said he was going to be there.
Oh, right. Well,
it's
in San Diego.
TwitchCon. Well, it's in San Diego this year, so I'm not going. Too damn expensive.
I was going to say, like... I'm like, it's on the other side. The only reason they need to get in the middle of the country
is because
go to Chicago for the love. Could you imagine if it was
go to the middle of the country, like where everybody doesn't have to go very far?
Well, because the flights to the other side of the coast are a bit much.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, see the problem.
The West Coast, it was expensive to get out of
California. I can get out of here pretty easy.
Well, yeah. Getting back.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's no cheap flights to Vegas from here. I think I'd have to drive to Charlotte to get a cheaper flight.
Yeah,
that's a 2-hour drive.
Well, it's either cheap to get here and hard to get out, or the other way around.
Yeah,
because a lot of the times they'll make it easy to get here, then they won't make it almost impossible to get out.
Well, it depends on if there's anything else big happening. Like last year, the Formula One thing was happening around the same time.
Yeah, that sucked.
Well, that interfered with TwitchCon.
Blocked off when I was trying to sightsee.
Yeah, that interfered with TwitchCon a lot.
It was basically a small fortune for me and my mom to fly out of Detroit to get down there last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait,
if you're
in Detroit? Hold on. Don't make me drive over there.
you could drive to Detroit.
Meet in Chicago.
No, actually.
Well, you have
to
go through Chicago
is
the problem. Unless you want to go through around the UP. The UP?
No.
I just flew out of Detroit because it's a better connection with Delta than it is to go out of Grand Rapids.
Yeah, see, we don't have a hub here. That's the problem.
No, we just have a regional airport here. The nearest one I have to go to for a big airport would be Minneapolis.
Now, see, if I was to fly to California, that's usually the trick. You fly to California, and then from California, you fly anywhere else. Then you fly back to California, and then you fly from California back into Vegas, because it's always cheap to fly from California to Vegas, from Vegas to California.
Most of the flights that I have, because I love Delta.
It's because we're linked states, you know. It's like we're different, very different in our values and ways we do things. Thank goodness.
Yes, you are.
thank you for those differences. I'm from California. I was born and raised there. I hate California. I hate it. Like, I hate it. I want it to, like, just please sink into the ocean.
Do you, you fly into LAX?
Me? No, I fly actually into Rubidoux when I do it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you fly into Rubidoux and it's a fraction of the cost, and from Rubidoux, you can get rent a cars really easy in like Colton and Fontana and stuff like that at a fraction of the cost, and you can drive everywhere. I always find the hustle. That's just
well, you have to these days.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, actually, you could literally take a turnaround bus from Vegas to California and backwards, and you can get on some of those for like $20. Yeah. So if you hop on that bus and go into California as a return person, because you get a discounted rate because they know you're not going to California to like as a sightseer. Like they just know that. If you're leaving,
no, they have a train.
Nobody goes from Vegas to California to go sightseeing, you know. So
I don't know, maybe
they'll give you a discounted rate to just go there and take up a seat on the bus. So you'll get like $20 or whatever. You can go into California. Once you go into California and you get off at Rubido or whatever, then you can hop on an airplane from there anywhere in the country and it'd be a fraction of the cost.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah, it's just like when you're here in Las Vegas. If you want a bottle of water and you're on the strip, walk a block away.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's any big city. That's any festival or anything.
Don't buy anything downtown. Go off.
Yeah.
No, walk a block away. Like Henderson or like, you know.
Well, that's literally more than a block.
Like one block. Like you can.
Yeah.
Once you take
don't be on the strip. It's like don't buy it on the beach, you know.
Las Vegas Boulevard, don't buy anything when you're there. You want a bottle of water, you want alcohol, you want anything. Like literally, you can go and drive, you know, less than a mile away and you can go buy yourself a 18 pack of beer for, you know, $17. Take that back with you and you could get yourself nice and happy just by pouring it into your own cup and going back to your car when you want some, you know?
That's true. Yeah, because you can
walk
around
legally drink on the strip. I mean, isn't that?
Yeah,
it's okay to drink on the strip, isn't it?
Everyone
does it. So, Jaxus, have you talked to Steven about Wi-Fi or any improvements for next year?
I'm trying to get him to get us a hardline connection so that we can. I want to move us
then we can stream
from over there to like you know where the smoking section is.
Yeah,
on the back for their employees. I would like us to be put on tables up there if we could. And have a hard line from the inside of the building put out there with a hub so that we could connect via that hub. Yeah. Now, mind you, trying to get the last time I talked to Steven is when I interviewed him. Mm-hmm. So that was a couple months now. Other than text messaging, you know, because we joke around and do goofy shit on text messages because we're bored.
You're never bored, Jaxus. Come on.
No, well, but if I think of something that applies to like Steven and it's in town and things like that, we'll talk about like stuff that's completely not Fallout related at all, you know, guns or whatever, you know.
It's legit.
We have interests outside of Fallout.
Right.
No. Nobody does. What are you talking about?
So
Todd's going to be very unhappy.
Steven is a very, very influential person within the communities out here. He is a businessman first before he is anything else. And he has got multiple businesses and he's somebody who's sitting on a lot more than he pretends to. As far as, you know, if you want to know how to do something in business or you want to understand how to do something in the financial circuit, he is somebody with definite intelligence in that area and can help dramatically make a difference in your financial situation. If you bother to listen to what he has to say, because this is a guy who goes and does seminars with a whiteboard, teaches people how to do these things.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Really?
And he's not the cowboy shit kicker, you know, all the time. This guy's got a business acumen that is very high. So, there's a lot more to Steven than meets the eye. That's for sure. Yeah. So
that's cool.
Yeah. He's kind of a mentor in a way in some things. So, yeah. Anyway, actually, we're getting close to the end of our time here, guys.
Yeah, we are. I was just about ready to do that.
Chip, you got anything you want to push? Anything going on?
Plug yourself.
Yeah, well, again, we've got the two shows on YouTube, the sitcom, which we're in our third season, and Sassy's doing the voice of the villain this season. And doing a wonderful job. And then, of course, the travel show is in its second season with West Virginia. And then right now, JJ Mills and I are writing our podcast, which is a prequel. And we'll start producing that in probably the end of the summer. We just had a composer come on board yesterday who gave me 60 tracks, and we've got the first initial scripts written, and basically it's a prequel to the sitcom, but it's going to be a lot of fun because it's kind of like Point Counterpoint, the old Saturday Night Live skit, or 30 Rock. It's kind of a layer of that, but it's basically Chip and Victoria doing an interview show where we're bringing in guests that are characters from the game or characters from the creative community from other podcasts and so on as the guests, and they get caught in the middle of the two of them going at it. And it's very funny, and I'm dying to do it. We've got a great cast, and everything's coming together really well on this. So that'll be hopefully launching this summer.
Awesome. Awesome. Night Taylor, you want to tell everybody about your stream and whatnot?
I stream on Twitch, also on Twitter, same name, Night Taylor 77. But in game, just do a lot of pretty much everything, expeditions, nuke grinding, XP, camp building. I love to help out the community, play with the community. Usually stream a few nights a week whenever I can. So, yeah, you can catch me on those.
All right. And as always, you can catch us at the Fallout Roundtable. You can find us anywhere. Just type in the Fallout Roundtable, really. There's the Fallout RTB at gmail.com and Fallout RTB on Twitter. You can also catch me and Maverick as we do the Three Count Thoughts, as we talk about the week in wrestling and a little bit of history and whatnot. It's at Three Count Thoughts if you're going on Twitter or whatnot. And you got threecountthoughts@gmail.com for our email. And mm-hmm. I believe that pretty much covers everything. And everybody say goodnight. Look, we've got Mothman saying goodnight.
Good night, everybody.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.
This podcast is part of the Robots Radio Rocket Club, a program designed to help all podcasts reach their full potential. For information about joining the Robots Radio Rocket Club, check out robotsradio.net.
Hi, I'm Aaron.
And I'm Ariel.
And we're the hosts of the Legend of Zelda Lorecast, a podcast about all things Legend of Zelda, from Errol to Zora.
And all the fun things in between.
If you're ready to dive deep and learn more about the Legend of Zelda lore, everything surrounding it, come join us on Legend of Zelda Lorecast. You can find us on Apple iTunes, Spotify, Google, or wherever else you get your podcasts.
We hope to see you soon.